Double dice. Hey guys, welcome back to Double Dose.
Hi Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not too much.
Not too much.
Just powering through this cleanse I'm on at the moment.
I know.
It's tough. It's one of the toughest things I've ever done.
Being on your close friends, I feel like I'm going through it with
you. I know. I'm using that as like my therapy at the moment to vent.
You need it.
Yeah, I'm 6 weeks in and I have 10 weeks to go.
It's a long time. But you're doing well.
Yeah. And I think the symptoms are starting to like subside now. So yeah, it's all good news for me. But what about you?
Your little paprika incident.
Oh yeah. My stomach is so sensitive at the moment.
Paprika's a no.
Don't have paprika if you have candida. Because I made a curry and I just put the smallest amount of paprika in it and it just completely set me off. I was so bloated. I looked like I was like 16 months pregnant and I was in so pain. But the weird thing is, so I went to bed in so much pain, so bloated, woke up, totally fine. It was the strangest thing ever. It's a good sign because usually a flare up like that would last like 4 days for me. So hopefully.
Improvement.
Exactly. But what about you? What have you been up to?
Not too much. Just working, living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad turned 50.
Oh, cute. Happy birthday, Dad.
And then my flight got delayed 2 hours coming here, which was amazing. I was walking out of my apartment door and I got the text. And luckily the airport is only 25 minutes from my apartment, so I didn't have to leave for another 2 hours.
Oh, that's good. At least you were at home.
I watched YouTube and laid on because I was all packed. I was 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
Instead of being in a rush, I was like, relaxing. Nice. It was good. And then they gave me a voucher anyway.
For $8.
$8. Food and drink. I didn't spend it though because Newcastle Airport, if anyone hasn't been there before, there is 2.5 terminals.
Oh my God.
And there's nothing separating them. It's just one big room.
Yeah.
A Red Rooster, a cafe, a bar.
What did you end up getting with your...
Well, nothing because I couldn't have any of it.
Oh, it was not vegan?
No.
Is Red Rooster chips not vegan?
They probably are, but I don't know if I could spend the voucher there. So I'm just like...
Oh, it's too hard.
And I got there 40 minutes before the flight. I'm like, this is just... Everyone else is trying to spend their vouchers. It was too much hassle.
Yeah.
For fair. $8.
For $8.
Not worth it.
No. Do you have a crazy story for me?
I do, but it's so embarrassing.
I need to hear it then.
You already know.
Oh my God, what is it?
But the podcast doesn't know.
Oh, I don't know what it is yet.
It's short and not very sweet.
Okay.
I was doing a live stream the other week.
Wait.
You know the story.
Okay, wait. It'll jog my memory. Keep going.
I think you know.
Yeah.
I was doing a live stream the other week and all my subscribers were like, please try and do a squirt. It will be so fun. I'm like, not prepared for this, but okay, we'll give it a go. And I farted.
Oh, yeah. I do know this.
And the live stream footage is 40 minutes. And obviously this happened right at the end. And now it's saved on OnlyFans.
Was it like a fart butt?
It was just small.
But like, I mean, like it was like a butt fart.
Yeah.
Not a kitty fart.
I just pretended it was a kitty fart. And I'm like, they're not going to notice.
Yeah. Well, that's fine then. Now they're not going to know.
I think there was like 83 people watching and not one person said anything.
Maybe they didn't hear it.
Well, I'm hoping not. Yeah. Now I'm just outing myself anyway.
Exactly.
It was very embarrassing.
That is really funny.
I don't know if it's a win worthy of the craziest story, but it is extremely mortifying.
Oh my God.
What's yours?
So I've got so many bloody stories about this same ex, but like they're good stories. So I'm going to keep telling them.
Yeah.
So this story's from like, I reckon it was like 2019. I'd been at the races all day and I was in my like, I don't think we were together. And I was in my, like, I'm not talking to you, like, phase. And I hadn't spoken to him for, like, 2 months. So, of course, being the avoidant attachment style that he is, he was, like, chasing me. And all day while I was at the race, this is messaging me. And I was like, I'll see you later, like, kind of palming him off. And then he messaged me late at night. I was absolutely blind by this point. Like, my eyelashes were hanging off.
They're, like, fluttering in the wind.
Yes. I'm holding my shoes, like, drunkenly stumbling into my house. And he messages me, he's like, what are you up to? I'm like, I went home. And then I went to bed. So I've fallen asleep, right? I wake up and I'm like, what? I heard something. I wake up, I roll over, and there is someone standing over my bed. Keep in mind, like I live at home. So this is my family's home, whole family's home. And I literally, at first I was like, that's my best friend. Like, that's my sister. Wait, who is that? And then, like, you know, your eyes sort of open up and I realized it was my ex-boyfriend in my house. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing here? And, like, I looked disgusting, so I was a bit embarrassed. And then he's like, oh, the door was open. And I was like, what? So? I have two dogs. Like, they've probably run outside. So I ran downstairs and my dogs were just asleep on the floor. So straight away I'm like, oh, he's lied here. He kind of, the door wasn't open. And I know my family locked the door.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, whatever, like, just getting to bed, like, this is ridiculous. And, like, we went to sleep. And then the next morning I wake up and my mum sent me, like, all these messages being like, is blah, blah here? His car is parked across our driveway. Chris is going to wake up soon. He has to leave. Chris is my stepdad. He has to leave to go to the races to pick up the stuff from the races. And I was like, oh, shit. And, like, he wasn't really meant to be over, my ex, because, like, my family wasn't too happy with him. And she's like, the car's parked over the driveway. His laptop is on the passenger seat. The doors are wide open. There's keys are in the ignition. And, like, what is going on? Oh, and he had jumped the side fence and, like, broken the lock. Yeah, he'd literally broken into our house. And anyway, I was furious. I ran upstairs. I woke him up and told him to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Which I now look back, I'm like, probably shouldn't have made him drive because he probably was not in a good state. But, like, who does that?
You won't believe this.
What? You have the same story.
An ex broke into my house.
What is with this? What happened? I want to know.
I was 18.
Yeah.
This was my first ever boyfriend. I went on a cruise and I was 18. It was my first, you know, holiday being 18 I was with my family. Like, nothing happened. I was just having a great time and pretty much decided I didn't want to be with him. So I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I messaged him that. And then when I got home, I had a chat to him. I'm like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I just need to go out and live my life, whatever. We had a party the following week and I went and he was there, was with all of his friends, but I was a part of the group too. We'd been together since I was 16. So I went and he got angry that I went and he threw a cider can at my head.
What?
Open, but full. Yeah. So I went everywhere. God. That was a great time. And I got another guy to come and pick me up.
Right.
And drop me home. Yeah. And then at 3 a.m. that night, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, was in my bedroom.
No. Yeah. Did you wake up the same way? Like, he was
just there, sitting next to my bed crying.
What the fuck is wrong with these men? They need to be
got 2-for-1 stories.
Yeah. Literally, this must be a universal experience. Like,
weird.
That's so strange.
Throw a cider can at me and then follow me home.
Yeah. Issues.
I don't think he's had a girlfriend ever since.
Yeah, cool.
He's probably still dealing
with that. Yeah.
Well, based on your first story, Taylor, I'm sorry. I mean, it's very embarrassing, but the fact that you didn't really get caught out either, no one really said anything.
Yeah.
I think Annie's won this week.
Yes. That's okay.
We keep, like, catching up to each other. You win one, I win the other.
I don't know why I'm excited. I feel like a sicko.
Wait, I want to film this for our Instagram. I think they need to see this live.
This is going to be bad.
You ready? I'm ready. Oh, you're a trooper. You don't cringe too much.
That was gross.
Okay. No. That was gross. Okay, guys, so we are going into the sealed section. So today we're going to be talking about breakups.
Yay.
And, like, how to deal with them, what to do when you're experiencing one, and I guess, like, healthily come to terms with it. Yeah. Do you have any advice you want to give, Taylor?
I have a lot. I obviously just told a breakup story.
Yes. So
that was my first ever breakup. I was just very, okay, it's done. That was it. We lived close together. There wasn't many, I think I've said before, not many places to go out where I grew up. So I would see him all the time. I've always had boyfriends.
Yeah.
So I have, after that, 3 other breakup stories.
So good.
It's not good. My second boyfriend, he was my manager at the bar.
Okay, yeah.
And I really hope he doesn't listen to this, but I look back and I think that I agreed to be with him because I felt sorry for him.
Oh.
Which makes me sad. He is a lovely person, and my nan and pop will still bump into him and see him, and they just think he is the most beautiful human ever, which he is, mm-hmm. but he just wasn't my person.
Yeah.
And I said that to him, and I know that I broke his heart.
Mm.
And like boys seem to do, he threw a chair at me at work.
A on chair? The camera. He threw a chair at you? What is with people throwing things at your face?
So I was functions manager and I would like pack up all the functions, like engagement parties, 18ths, whatever. So I'm packing away chairs.
Yeah.
And he came up into the room I was packing away. And it was like a black foldable chair that you get from Bunnings for like $8. About,
yeah.
Picks one up and just like flings it across.
This is not funny.
I laughed. I was are you kidding me? Like, we are both seniors at this job and you're going to do that with three cameras in this room? Okay, if that's what you want to do.
Wait, I'm shocked that you're like, this guy's such a nice guy. He threw a chair at me. And
that was his only hiccup.
Okay, that was his one flaw.
That was his one flaw. The next two were bad.
Mm-hmm.
This would be my third and fourth relationship. Yeah. They were both bad.
What happened?
Third one, he was just like going through a lot of his own problems, like gambling, debt, drugs, all of that. And I got roped into it. He actually owed me money. He owed his best friend money. And it was just a very, very deep hole. He was in a mental institution.
Jesus.
And I looked after him. Like, I was the only one on his visitors list because he didn't want anyone else going. We weren't even together.
Yeah.
We'd already broken up because I was like, this is a bit much. And I was still his biggest support. He was running a business and both of his parents were just sort of like hands in the air, didn't want to deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just in so much debt and in so much trouble. That was kind of a sad breakup. It was toxic because I knew that he was hurting and he didn't want to help himself for a long time. But it was sad because I was just like, there's nothing more that we can do for each other here. Mm-hmm. It was just a time in our lives. And then my latest one was when he was sleeping with his teenage lover.
Oh, yeah. So they're not the greatest breakups.
No, they've all been pretty gnarly, full on. But like, it's been sort of a mix of someone's – I mean, I left the first one. I think I broke up with most of them.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's good to have the upper hand.
The last one, I thought that we were going to be together forever. And then, we had each other's location. He was going to the other girl's house on the way home from work.
That's awful. Cheating's like the worst thing ever.
And thinking that I wouldn't see.
So is that how you found out? You saw the
location? Took an hour and a half to do a 20-minute drive. And I was like, oh – so-and-so's place is on the way home. I saw you were in that street for a bit. And he's like, she's going through this and this. I was just there to support her. I was like, right.
Mm.
And then one day just literally packed everything and moved from Sydney to Newcastle.
Yeah. So you were like, fuck this. I know what's going on. I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my best advice probably, is the ones where you close the chapter completely are the best breakups.
Well, yeah, I have a lot to say on this because obviously I stayed friends with my ex for a long time after we broke up. And that was like the worst thing you could possibly do. If anyone tells you you can be friends with your ex, they're a liar. Like, it's just, it prolonged my healing process by like years. And like, it just made me, I guess, like insecure, because then I would see him with, you know, another girl or something and be like, what does that girl have that I don't have? Like, because, you know, he broke up with me. So I was always comparing myself to them and wondering what's wrong with me. And then it was just toxic. Like, I just, because I was taking all that stuff from our relationship into our friendship, I would bring it up a lot.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where he was like, you can't keep bringing this up, because if you're going to, we're going to be friends, you know, we have to start fresh. And then, so I did start fresh, forgot about all that stuff. And then he fucked it all up on his own, our friendship as well. But like, yeah, it just prolongs it. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to go through a breakup, even if they're the ones breaking up with you, you just got to go cold turkey, block them on everything. Let it be done. Don't let them see you. Don't let you see them, because the more you're like shown pictures of him or whatever, you're just gonna miss them.
I always delete all the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And the first couple, I did have to see them because it was just proximity.
Yeah.
In the area. Actually, the first three of my boyfriends, I would see them all the time, but it was very like a high bye. That's it. That's where we leave it. Because if it goes any more than that, we'll, you know, go get dinner or have a coffee or have sex, and then you're back in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Square one again.
You're back going through the breakup all over again. Exactly. So the best one was the one where I just packed all my bags and was like, Mom, I'm driving up the coast right now. I'll see you in 2 hours. Oh, and just left Sydney behind.
Good. But also, good point to make here. you don't always have to run and move cities.
No, I just had nowhere to live also. Yes, yeah. I lived with him. So the day I took the last couple of my things mm-hmm. and then I was driving on the highway from Sydney to Newcastle, the time was 4:44
p.m. Angel number.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, this is a sign.
I love that.
This is the right thing that I'm doing.
Yeah. That's so weird because my angel number is 169. I see it everywhere and it means that like everything's going right.
Oh, really?
And on my – I'm trying to think when this was. On my drive from Melbourne to Gold Coast, it came up on my dashboard. It was 169 kilometres until the next turn. I had 169 kilometres left in my tank as well at the exact same time. And I was like, that's weird. That's a sign. I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Empowering.
Exactly.
I feel like we need to give a few more solid breakup tips.
Yeah, there's a lot of advice. I feel like we've learned a lot from our breakups and we've also learned like what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. And I think maturity is a big thing in a breakup. Like obviously sitting down with the person and having a conversation with them in person, because I've had a lot of friends who have had breakups like over the phone or by text and it's just not good.
So cold.
Yeah. But I think also there's only so much you can do as a person. It also comes down to how they react, which we've learnt from your breakups. They like the chair throw throwing. Things. Yeah. Yeah. But what other advice would you give?
Being around my family has always been the best for me.
Yeah.
My dad has two sisters, my two aunties. They are sometimes like our best friends. Mm-hmm. So the youngest one, she was actually 18 when I was born. So we've got quite a close age gap for, I guess, auntie and niece. And I could call her and just ask for any advice or tell her anything. And she's just going to be gentle but real and just tell me how it is. And I've had my other auntie, so her sister, I remember one night we were both drunk and I was just a shell of myself. Like I was just hurting mm-hmm. so bad from this breakup. And she just grabs me and she's like, Taylor, you are the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And you don't deserve to be crying over this boy. And I was just like, oh, so my sweet. Family's the best.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you need to hear when you're going through something like that.
Yeah. That's, and my sisters are, you hang out with your sisters when you're one of a few girls. And
I'm
it's just
so
like,
jealous about that. Yeah. That's one thing I don't have is a sister that's like similar age to me, because I feel like they're like built-in best friends.
Yeah. And well, mine are both pretty savage. So they'll just be like, why do you even care about him anymore? You're like, you're right.
I feel like that's like my best friend. She's so savage, so brutally honest. And I love it because I need someone to like bring me back down to earth.
Yeah.
So she helped me through my breakup.
Mm. Just surrounding yourself with people that you love.
Yeah. I think also like there used to be this misconception, I think it was, or maybe it was just a sign of the times back then, but like when you go through a breakup, you just sit around and eat ice cream. I feel like now people go through glow ups. You go
hot girl walk.
Yeah. You go through a breakup and you're going on your hot girl walks, you're going to the gym because you want to like look super hot because you're single now and you kind of want to make him angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the ex annoyed that they broke up with you or whatever. So like I think that's really a good healthy way to deal with a breakup is to focus on yourself. Okay, how am I going to fix myself mentally? You know, eat healthy, go to the gym. Those are all healthy coping mechanisms, I think, personally. Yeah.
There's a girl at my gym. She is divorced and her ex said something horrible to her the other week about her body. And she comes into the gym this week and she's like, revenge body, revenge body. She's just so like so empowered to just prove him wrong.
I swear I've never been in better shape than when I've gone through a breakup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to look hot.
Partially sometimes because you're too anxious to eat. But then that's you also get back into the fitness regime.
So that's actually a good point to make. I feel like make sure you eat.
Make sure you eat.
Yeah. Because it's just not going to help if you're not eating.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight with my last breakup. I was very, very skinny.
Yeah. It's not good.
But then one day I was like, you know what? I made new friends and then.
Yeah. I think when you start eating again is when you start to feel happy again. You're like, wait, I want to be happy. So I'm going to eat again.
This is something that we'll get into in another episode.
Yeah.
But like eating and fueling your body with the right things, your hormones will love you and you will be happy. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time to spill some tea. This one is funny.
Yeah.
And she's at least laughing at herself a little bit too, I guess. Okay. The tea is I've been dating someone and I suggested we get married and he said he wanted to get to know me better and he doesn't want to rush things. It's been 15 years and we have two kids. I don't know what this man thinks rushing is. I wish this was a gag post. Anyway, does anyone have any good recommendations for wood chippers?
Oh, my God.
She's got down the bottom. Edit. I just realized joking about pushing him into a wood chipper isn't funny. Sorry, everyone.
That's my kind of humor. I love that. That's hilarious. Oh my God, if I'd been with my partner for 15 years and we had two kids together and we weren't married, I would be so upset.
We have had to talk about this, my partner and I, a lot because he does not value marriage.
Yes.
And true. Doesn't want to get married because he is very like money and property and financially driven. And he is just like, he's like, I love you and I trust you, but I don't want to sign away half of my stuff to you.
What about a prenup though?
I feel like we would get a prenup if we did get married, but I feel like in this day and age, being married isn't that much of a big thing anymore, unless it's something that you both want. And I think she wants it and he obviously doesn't care.
Yeah. It's either he doesn't, I would love to know what his reasoning is. That sounds like commitment issues, but like you can't really have commitment issues if you've committed to someone 15 years already, right?
It's been 15 years. We have two kids. She's not saying that they're fighting or there's anything wrong.
Doesn't want to rush things. That is so funny. I don't understand why he wouldn't. I mean, if it's a financial reason, like fine. It depends what the reasoning is, I guess.
Yeah, I would just talk to him.
Yeah.
She should have brought it up, I think, maybe when they were pregnant with the first kid though.
Yeah.
Not two kids later.
I wonder how old the kids are. Oh. That's so funny.
I think some guys just don't care.
Yeah, most guys don't care. It's usually the woman that cares about the marriage. Like, I mean, I personally want to get married, but honestly, and I'm being 100% honest here, it's more because I want to have a huge party and like a big day of celebration.
Yeah, that's I just want a ring and a party.
Same.
I don't really, I mean, his last name is a bit better than mine, but I don't really care to sign a piece of paper.
No.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
I think... When you live together, which we have now for over 6 months or whatever it is, we're already de facto.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly right.
If I really wanted his money, I could take it now.
Yeah. Oopsie, I didn't think about that.
Or if he wanted mine.
Yeah. I'm surprised that also at this point she's like still like, oh, we need to get married. Like if it's been 15 years and it hasn't happened and you're already living with him and it's already like a marriage and you've made that commitment – all it is a big celebration and a ring. Like it doesn't make it any difference to your current situation, right?
I feel like when they're in this situation, 15 years, two kids, I'd say it's got a lot to do with money more so than commitment, because why would they go and spend thousands of dollars on a wedding when they can take the kids on a holiday or just get a ring and go and sign the papers or do whatever.
Yeah.
So he's probably taken the pressure off it.
Yeah.
And it's not a thought in his mind.
True. I mean, yeah, I think if she's really desperate to get married, just go sign the papers and buy cheap rings and call it a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's done. If that's what you really want, you really want to be able to call him your husband. I think that's what I would do after 15 years. I actually wouldn't be bothered having a party even.
Yeah. Just make it work with your situation now.
Yeah, for sure.
The less pressure, the better.
Yeah. 100%. Okay, guys, we're back with our spicy sessions. So today we're talking about a bit of like sex how-to. So how to avoid thrush, how to avoid UTIs, how to avoid STIs, all of the above.
I love this topic.
I think it's a good topic to talk about.
Yeah. I'm a bit crazy with like what I use and I'm fully scared of thrush.
Really?
Yeah, like terrified.
Where did this come from, this fear?
So I actually... I've only had it once and I got it when I had COVID.
Really?
So, yeah. And I was devastated. I wasn't sexually active because I was in lockdown.
Yeah.
And didn't have a partner and I was living with my mom and I was so upset. And she called the nurses on that 24-hour hotline and they were like, oh yeah, by the way, it's a side effect. If you have COVID because your immune is so low, it's very common for this to happen.
Right.
And it's the first time I'd ever gotten it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I am like, that is never happening to me again.
So did you have a bad experience with it?
I just hated it. I was uncomfortable. And it was
–
so I had COVID in December 2 years ago now. So I was wanting to be swimming. I live, well, mum lives right near a beach, so I could walk there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't meant to because I had COVID, but it was so quiet. And I just wanted to be in a bikini. It was 30 degrees and, yeah, that happened. And I was like, that is
right.
Shitty.
Well, that's interesting because I have had thrush like years ago and I had no idea I had it until I went and got an STI test. And then they were like, yeah, you're all good, but you have thrush. And I was like, what's that? Like, what? How did I get that? Like, what is that? I didn't even know I had it. I had no symptoms of it. So it was really weird.
How did they know? Just
showed well, up. I think they did. Oh, maybe they did also did, they did like the swab test. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right. Because yeah. I did a pap smear and then they did right, the swab.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, you've got thrush, but you're fine. Otherwise just take, I think it was like, what is it? Cream and then some pills or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, there's even one pill you can take now.
Yeah.
And it's like 48 hours gone oh, with one pill.
So good.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I'm like, did all of this research into it. I'm like, I need to know everything because I knew nothing about it before.
Yeah.
And then now I'm very specific with like just hygiene and what body wash I use.
Right.
Like overall cleanliness. Well,
can you educate me? Because I actually don't know. I still don't really know what it is and I don't know how to prevent it.
So getting it is basically a disruption in your pH and your microflora, your microbiome yeah. down mm-hmm. there. And it can happen if you eat a funny food, use a funny body wash, have sex with someone who has just had sex with somebody else without protection right. because they've got like the microbacteria from the other person coming into you, mm-hmm. which there's actually TikToks about girls catching their boyfriends cheat from getting thrush.
No way.
Yes, which is a true thing that can happen.
Wow.
So I went psycho. I had to find out everything.
Yeah.
So there is only two body washes that I find that don't upset me. Like I said to you this morning, I had to go and buy a body wash to my Airbnb, the body wash. I was like, that is not touching me.
What? So happening. What body wash do you use?
I like the, oh, what's it called? Bondi Sands, like the tanning brand.
Right.
Their body wash is pH balancing.
Amazing.
Which is really good. It's nice and fresh. And then the other one I like is the Sol de Janeiro, which is not pH balancing, but it doesn't like bother me at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is good. So
maybe I'll buy that.
Heaps of water.
Mm-hmm.
Use both those body washes. And obviously if you have multiple partners, just make sure that they're
showering between.
Yeah. Showering or even just like use a condom and then it's avoidable.
That's true.
Or mm-hmm. make sure they've used a condom with whoever it was the last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's not going to bother you.
No, definitely.
Thrush is overwhelming the first time.
Yeah. What are the symptoms?
I think it can like disrupt what is coming out down there.
Okay, like discharge.
And then there's like redness and so discomfort.
Like, is it like itchiness as well?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've obviously just went into crazy. I'm like, this needs to get rid of this one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you didn't have any symptoms.
Yeah.
So obviously it's different. I didn't know you could have it.
Without having symptoms.
With no symptoms.
Yeah. It's so weird that I still don't know how I had it without symptoms. Because, it's obviously something that we hear about a lot, like avoid thrush, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Also activewear and bikinis, staying in them for too long.
Right, okay.
With, like, the sweat and bacteria.
Yeah.
Can upset you too.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to be careful with that because I do go to the gym and then I kind of chill in my activewear.
Me too. But I think it's more so if you're, like, wearing sweaty tights from a couple of days before. Hopefully no one does that.
No.
But if you do, I think that can, like, just the bacteria can.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's my take on thrush.
Yeah. I think like obviously with all of this, wearing a condom is helpful. Not with so much with the UTI, but like with STIs and thrush, just wear a condom.
Yeah.
Not you, but your partner.
Yeah. I actually have a funny UTI story.
So you've had a UTI.
I've had a UTI, I think, twice.
Okay.
Just from me being drunken and silly and had sex and I'm just going to pass out and not go to the toilet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's all. But then I was still working at the time and I got one and I got the little Ural like powder.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to dry scoop it like pre-workout.
It would have been gross.
It frothed up out of my mouth.
No. Were you like dripping and drooling Ural?
Yeah. I was a store manager and my assistant manager was there. There was luckily no customers. But I'm like, I'm just going to dry scoop it and pour it into my mouth and then drink the water.
Oh, no.
And Jazz, who was my assistant manager, she's like, you probably shouldn't do that. And I'm in a change room and it was just leaking out of my mouth. It was the raspberry flavor or whatever. So it's bright red all over the floor. And I was like, awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Take it how it tells you to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have never had a UTI, but it is because my friends at a young age like instilled in me always pee after sex because
yeah,
when I was like way younger in high school still, my friend got a UTI and she was like, it's the most fucked thing ever. Like never let this happen to you. Make sure you pee after sex because yeah, you don't want this. And ever since then I've been like traumatized and like made sure I always pee after sex.
Mine wasn't that, like it wasn't that bad. I feel like some girls get it a lot worse. Okay,
right.
But yeah, always pee.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Well, I've heard that like it's just such an unpleasant sensation because you feel like you need to go to the toilet but then you can't and then it burns when you do and that just doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. Apparently it's bad for guys too. Like can worse pain. Yeah.
I actually didn't know
they can. They can. Worse than us.
How do they get it?
I think it's just the same thing. They just have a longer urinary tract for the bacteria to go up, so it's less
right.
likely.
Right. Okay.
Gotcha. Fun facts. Can you tell I've researched this?
Yeah,
stuff?
I can tell. I like it. You're educating me. I've also heard that if you let a UTI go on for too long, you can get what's it called?
Like kidney stones or gallbladder?
No, not kidney stones. It's like kidney infection.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, I think it's happened to one of my friends. She just like let a UTI go on for too long and then got a kidney infection and that was a lot worse than
yeah
a UTI.
Just be clean, go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Be sanitary.
Yeah.
100%. Use protection.
Yeah. But yeah, I also think it's important with STIs, you know, obviously, you know, use the condoms, whatever. But I think just you yourself getting tested, if you're having sex with multiple people or even just one person, because you never know what they could be doing behind the scenes, just get tested regularly.
Mm.
I mean, I do because of my work.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a nice way to have like peace of mind.
It's good reassurance.
Yeah.
And it's not hard.
No, it's not hard. And fun fact, one time I went and got an STI test and I found out I was pregnant. So
there you go.
That saved
multiple
me.
Uses.
Yeah. Yeah. That saved me.
I think make sure you get tested. Well, even if you just have one partner.
Yeah. I agree.
Sometimes it's nice and fun. I haven't for a few months, but like I think it was last year in March, we were both just like, oh, let's just go. Why not? Let's just go check.
Why not?
Even though we know we had just been with each other for like a few months.
Yeah. It's good. Just, you know, peace of mind. Yeah. And then you know that they're not cheating.
And also, you can't always trust what people are telling you.
That's what I think too. Because like how many times have I been sleeping with a guy and he said, oh, I'm only sleeping with you. And then I found out later that wasn't true. It's like.
Yeah. And I think. Guys and girls, probably, if you do have something or if you don't know you have something and you're a bit uncomfortable down there,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to go and tell someone who you're sleeping with for the first time.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh, by the way, I'm a bit itchy down there, but let's go ahead. Like that's,
yeah.
That conversation doesn't happen.
No.
So I think if you protect yourself and just are open and honest about it, you're going to attract better sexual partners too.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Okay, Annie, to finish us off, we will go into Do You Remember? Do you want to go first this time?
Yes. Okay, so I'm so excited to tell this because I used to love this as a kid. Harold the Giraffe.
You're kidding.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Number two.
Wait, where?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Healthy Harold the Giraffe. That's so crazy. I literally said last time, imagine if we came with the same one.
How has this happened?
And we at the same time.
Oh, well, at least we can talk about it together.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
There is two of his vans parked on the way to Newcastle Airport on the side of the road.
Parked for what reason?
I don't know. I think that's just where they live. that's where they store them. But yeah, I have a constant reminder of it.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy to know that they still have it. I actually didn't know that they did.
Yeah, he's still, I mean, I don't know if it's active going around to schools, there's two of the big like, I don't know if it's like a semi-trailer truck or a van, whatever it is, but there's two of them on the side of the road.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, for those that maybe don't know what Healthy Harold is, it's basically like, what was it, a puppet in a van that would come to schools and teach education on certain things like safe drinking or like, I don't know, what else was there?
You know what? I don't remember any of the things that I was
taught. Safe drinking at six.
I don't remember any of the lessons.
I don't remember. That's why I said
going into like a dark van and there's this
giraffe. It's a bit creepy when you think about it. But it's a bit weird. I loved it. We used to go to our our brother's school. We'd do and then do it with them.
Yeah.
And it was always such an exciting, like everyone was so excited to see Harold.
Yeah. But why don't we remember any of the information?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously it's not that good then.
All of this government funding and we've forgotten.
Yeah.
Poor Harold.
Poor Harold. Well, remembered Harold.
Yeah, we both remembered Harold. We did. The same week.
Literally. That is so crazy.
That's so funny. Thank you so much for listening this week, guys. I loved all of our topics today.
Me too. If you want us to talk about anything specific, make sure to either send us an email or DM us on Instagram. Our socials are all doubledose.thepodcast.
And follow us on Spotify and Apple. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week. Double Dose.